Part 4, Technology, Tailboard Camera. This display case contains a selection of photographic technology. It features a tailboard camera and glass plate holder dated 1885 to 1905. Behind this display case is a video on how to operate a tailboard camera. Elliot would have used the camera when he first started photography and followed the dry plate process. This process involves coating a glass plate in chemicals, then exposing it to light. The tailboard camera is a square bellows tailboard with a single lens stereo slide, manufactured by E&T Underwood in Birmingham, United Kingdom. The lens fitting was manufactured by Harrington & Company Limited in Sydney, Australia, and the lens itself was produced by Taylor, Taylor & Hobson in Leicester and London, United Kingdom. The camera is constructed from polished wood, brass, glass, and leather, and has a wooden box-like structure. When closed, the camera measures 23.5 centimeters high by 22.8 centimeters wide by 26.6 centimeters deep. It extends out to 35.5 centimeters when fully opened. The camera is displayed partially open with the lens cap removed and an open rectangle glass plate holder beside it. The glass plate holder is made of polished wood and measures 21 centimeters high by 14.9 centimeters wide by 2.14 centimeters deep when closed. The glass plate slots into the camera. The camera features three nearly square, thick wooden panels at the front, middle, and back, connected by bellows. These black leather bellows, which fold out like an accordion, collapse when the camera is closed and extend when it is opened. The lens, a prominent brass cylinder with a glass end, extends from the center of the front panel. The camera also includes brass hinges, clamps, and adjustment knobs. The manufacturer's details are engraved on a small brass plaque on the front of the center top. At the back, the ground glass or viewing screen is flush with the wooden panel for use when focusing. At the back of the camera is the tailboard, a hinged wooden platform that supports the camera when taking a photograph. This camera can produce both single images and stereographs. Apart from the bellows being faded and brass slightly tarnished, it is in good condition. This camera is part of the City of Brisbane Collection, Museum of Brisbane.